Good morning. We're in Chayodim Klal Chof in Siman Zayin. We're discussing the suggestion of saying the bracha of Gal Yisrael quietly. So Shlomo Zalman said that from the fact that you see the early Achronim, the Shulchan Aruch, and even the Shavur did not make this suggestion, is that they did not feel that that's appropriate that a Chazan who's leading the Tzibur should say one of the brachas quietly. And therefore he says that's not appropriate to do. He does point out if that is the minig of the Tzibur where you're davening and you're davening for the Amid, you should follow the minig of the Tzibur and say it quietly. And therefore some people misunderstand Shlomo Zalman's position because he did say that he's saying you should say it quietly. That's only if that's the minute of the tzibur where you're davening. But otherwise, he feels you should say it out loud. That being said, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that that's actually a good idea to do. And he feels that would be the appropriate thing to do. He's quoted in the Sefer Ishei Yisrael in the questions in the back. So he suggests that is a minig nochon, it's an appropriate thing to do. And this is the minig of many of the yeshivas, that they would use this approach to address this problem of whether to answer amen to Gal Yisrael. The argument being that even if you finish it together with the chazan, you're still getting involved in the opinion, maybe that you should say amen or berchas atzmo, because there is an opinion by Gal Yisrael that has the same halacha that you say amen or berchas atzmo. So saying together with the chazan is not going to solve the problem according to that opinion. You still have a chiyav amen. Starting before the chazan, it was also we said before, is not appropriate either. So none of these solutions is really optimal. So this is as optimal as any other solution, and therefore this is why this is a valid suggestion, this approach. So whatever minhag of the tzibur you're davening, that's what you would follow. But to understand that this is the reasoning behind the various different approaches to this question. Okay, the chayalim continues. What about the situation when a person doesn't have tefillin? And they brought him tefillin just as he says, Gal Yisrael. So what do you do? So he says, Lohoyal tefillin actually see him Gal Yisrael, mutalanichim. You put on tefillin between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. Wearing tefillin for Shemoneh Esrei is so significant that this is considered a tzarech of Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, you will not make any brachas, but you will put on tefillin at that point in time. You'll make the bracha on the tefillin after Shemoneh Esrei. You'll be mamashrish on the tefillin. You'll touch the tefillin and make the bracha on the shalyad, then on the shalrosh. But you will put on tefillin at this point in time. Ubatalis, however, also we said before that you're not supposed to pause, so even putting on the talis you would not do, but tefillin you would do. Fine. Now the next point of the Chayotim is dealing with the question: are you allowed to answer Amen to the Bracha of Gal Yisrael? The Magen Avraham suggests that you would wait by Shir Chadasha to answer Amen to Gal Yisrael of the Chazan, and then you'll continue. So he says you can't do that because I hold you can't answer Amen of Brachas in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. Linear Afilu B'Shir Chadasha also lanus. He's referring to the Amen of Gal Yisrael. You cannot say that even if you would wait by Shir Chadasha. So that he's responding to an opinion of the Magen Avraham that some people would wait to answer Amen to the Chazan Gal Yisrael, and then they would touch Shemoneh Esrei. They would wait by Shir Chadasha. So he says that's not, you know, an answer over there. So that's not an Eitzah. I do want to point out one thing which he does does not mention over here, is that. Putting on tefillin during Birchas Kriya Shema, so a person would have put on tefillin during Birchas Kriya Shema, so if he only got his tefillin during Emes Ve'amuna, Emes V'yatziv, Emes Ve'amuna is in the evening, he only got his tefillin during Emes V'yatziv, so he would put it on over there, with a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, but only one bracha. Normally we make two brachas on the tefillin, one on the shalyad and the second one on the shalrosh. The starter only make one bracha, both on the shalyad and the shalrosh. And in this situation, because it's a hefsek, the middle of a bracha, a birchas kriyashma, so the appropriate thing to do is only to say one bracha on the shalyad, for the shalyad and the shalrosh. And then there's no need to say the second bracha or the baruch shem, which would go with the second bracha. So a person should only say one bracha in that situation where he's putting on tefillin between during the bracha of emes v'yatziv. Preferably, the halacha is that a person like is going should have tefillin for shema. So that's going to deal with in the next siman. This halacha of wearing tefillin for saying Shema, and what takes precedence wearing tefillin or tefillah b'tzibur, etc. Have a good day.